In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Exactly like what the people who were there at this miracle said, we have seen strange things today. After they found the great love of the four people, the four good servants, the four good Samaritans, I mean the like the four good Samaritans who brought the sick man to the Lord, asking him to heal this man. They saw how much did these people love to serve. Also, when the people, I mean the scribes and the Pharisees, criticized our Lord Jesus Christ, who forgave the sins of the sick man before he healed him. Considered Jesus Christ blasphemer. They saw also a very strange things that a man who is the Son of Man, who is the Son of God, who is the Savior and the Redeemer, forgives the sins and takes the responsibility of the death of the sins to himself. And after that, they saw strange things when they heard our Lord Jesus Christ saying, rise up and walk. Paralyzed, immediately took his bed and went to his house. This is what why our Lord Jesus Christ came for. Us first to forgive our sins, and then he came to us to heal our sicknesses, which are according or happened according to our sins, and also to open the heaven for us through his body to heavens. Also our Lord Jesus Christ came to give us his spirits to live not according to the flesh but according to the spirits. That's why St. Paul in the epistle of Corinthians today mentioned that very clearly. He said, God has revealed them to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, reveals, searches all things, even the deep things of God. And he gave us an example. I don't know if you noticed that or not. He said, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Then when we have the Spirit of God in us, then we can go to the deep. Actually, this love of these people, the four people who presented this sick man to the Lord, did not begin with love. How? Come to the Catholic Epistle of St. Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, and listen to the following. Virtue. This is number one. To virtue, knowledge. Number two. To knowledge, self-control. Number three. To self-control, perseverance. Number four. To perseverance, godliness. Five. To godliness, brotherly kindness. Six. And to brotherly kindness, love. Seven. Seven steps to live true love and to present your brother and to serve him and to help him. This is the way. But the Lord, it's something wonderful. The Lord saw their faith. He did not say the Lord saw their love. He said the Lord saw their faith. Which faith? The faith which went through all these seven steps. From faith to love. Actually, we cannot reach the true love to one another without having faith. And this faith gives us virtues in our life. And the virtue knowledge, and the knowledge self-control, and self-control perseverance, perseverance godliness, godliness brotherly kindness, and then brotherly kindness to love. Not only brotherly kindness, something social, but love, full of the spirit to one another. This is the way. This is why the people said we saw today strangers. We need to love one another in this way. But we cannot reach this love truly unless we go through all of these. And we cannot go through all these except by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God who searches all things, even the deep things of God. Now, how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit or walk in the Holy Spirit? There are many ways to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There are many ways to live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We will have only 4 points today. Number one, repentance. Repentance. When you read the Acts of Apostles chapter 2, you will find that St. Peter and the disciples on the day of Pentecost, when the people were cut in heart after the sermon of St. Peter, and they asked, "Brethren, what shall we do?" The first demand was, "Repent, be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We cannot have the Holy Spirit without repentance. That's why we need to repent. And the repentance, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is not just to say, "I have sinned," or "I am mistaken." No. The definition of repentance is metanoia. And the metanoia is changing my way. If I want to repent, then I have to change my way. If I don't change my way from left to right, from bad to good, from wrong to right, then it is not repentance. Even if I say thousands of times, "I have sinned, I am mistaken, I am sorry, I am weak," whatever, without changing my way, it's not repentance. How can I change my way? Easy. I know what leads me to fall in sin. Avoid that. This is a changing of the way. I know that my eyes are offended by bad sins. Don't go to the bad sins. I know that my flesh, my body, is offended when I go to bad places. Don't go to bad places. I know that my mouth be offended with bad words when I share with my friends, my relatives, my family, whoever, the speech about the others, judgment, gossip. Don't go. Don't let yourself be in this chance. This is the changing of the way. This is the repentance. The repentance is not just to say, "I'm sorry." It's not just to say, to go to the priest, to call, to visit the confession sacrament and say, "I've sinned," and that's it. And after that, after the liturgy, I come back exactly in the same way I was before I confessed. Is it a repentance? It's not a repentance. It's a declaration. Declaration. Speech or whatever, call it whatever you want. It's not repentance. This is number one. Repentance means change my way, change my mind. They use this word always. Sometimes you say, "I want a cup of tea," and then they prepare for you the cup of tea, and then you say, "Sorry, I changed my mind. I don't wait. I changed my mind. I change my way." This is the repentance. When I change my way, when I change my mind, when I change my behavior to the good things, this is the true repentance. But do not think that you repent while you are in the same circumstances, in the same offending friends, in the same atmosphere that leads you to fall in sin, in the same way you live. And you say, this is a repentance. Number two, obedience. Obedience. When they arrested Peter and John, days after they preached the gospel, they ordered them not to talk about Jesus. And then they said to them, "See, we cannot obey you. We must obey God. It's a must to obey God more than people. This is the obedience. Obedience means to listen to the commandment and live it. This is the obedience. Obedience means listen to the voice of God in your heart and in your ears and obey it. But on the other hand, no compromise. When my friend invites me to a meeting or fun or lunch or whatever, and I feel that this is not right place for me to be in, comes to my ears and my heart, "No, sorry, I cannot go with you." When my friends invites me to go عشان القهوة وادخن شيشة, I see, "No, I cannot. I cannot. I obey." How come that I say I obey the word of God while I compromise and listen to the others? When the girl sees that her dress is inappropriate, either in the church or outside of the church, she does not obey the fashion. No, I do not go with the fashion. The fashion changes from season to season, from day to day. But I have principles. I have to obey. I know that my body is conformed with 36 crosses from my head to my toes. This is the obedience. It doesn't mean that someone guides you and say, "Don't have this dress. Don't put on this skirt. It's too short. It's not appropriate. It's not good for you. Your body is holy body." If I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I have to obey. Obedience. Obedience means to carry out joyfully, willingly, the word of God, neglecting any other call from the world. Number three, self-denial. The strongest enemy of me is myself, not the others. The strongest enemy. That's why it was said about our Lord Jesus Christ that he emptied himself. He emptied himself. Empty means he denied himself completely. Myself, my ego, is my strongest enemy. Look at that. If I want to prove myself, I say, "Okay, I'm strong enough. I can go here and there and say and see and talk without being offended." You betray yourself. You betray yourself. That's why many of us fall easily in mistakes and sins, because they don't have the self-denial. They don't say to themselves, "No, we are weak. It's cold outside. Let us put on pullover and over the pullover coat and have scarf around us to avoid the low temperature outside." But if I say, "No, I'm strong enough, I will go outside. I will cut a coat. We'll البروتوكول ممكن يبقى بعد كده برونكايتس، والبرونكايتس ممكن بعد كده يبقى bad and bad and bad. This example apply in the spiritual stuff. You will find that self-denial means that I feel that I'm not worthy to face the sin. I avoid it. Self-denial is not to prove myself on the account of my salvation. Number four for the time, prayer. Life of prayer helps me so much to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every time we read in the Bible that anyone, even our Lord Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, you find before it, he was praying. Then Paul prayed and he was filled with the Holy Spirit and said so and so and so and so. Please, let us not be lazy in the prayers. Pray day and night and be one person. Something funny. It's not funny, it's something strange. Did you hear in the Acts of Apostles what happened to St. Paul? After he performed the miracle, the priests, idol worshiper priests said they are gods, and they brought bulls to shed under the feet of Paul and Barnabas, thinking that they were gods. In a very difficult way, Paul convinced them that they are men like them. Next day, some Jews came from outside and they convinced the people to stone Paul. This is the world. From here to there. Don't be that. One day they were worshipping them. Next day they stoned them. They stoned Paul and they put his body out, thinking that he died, but he did not die. This example means that we cannot live two contradiction lives. We cannot. When they worship, when they stone. If I worship God, I obey God and I pray to God from my heart, asking for the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. Again, repentance, obedience, self-denial, and prayers. احنا محتاجين للحكاية دي. محتاجين قوي عمل الروح القدس في حياتنا الأيام دي. والروح القدس اشتغل فينا بالحب اللي ابتدى النهارده شفناه في هذا المفلوج اللي أربعة بيحبوه شالوه وجوه عند المسيح ومفيش حاجة وقفت قدامهم. لما لقوا البيت زحمة فتحوا السقف ونزلوا المفروض من فوق. ليه؟ بيحبوه. بس المسيح ما قالش كده. قال ولما رأى يسوع إيمانهم قال له مغفورة لك خطاياك. فين الإيمان؟ قال عم بطرس الرسول في الرسالة النهارده. قال لهم إيه؟ قال لهم بهذا بعينه أنتم بادرون كل اجتهاد، قدموا في إيمانكم فضيلة، وفي الفضيلة معرفة، في المعرفة تعفف، وفي المتعفف صبرا، وفي الصبر تقوى، وفي التقوى مودة أخوية، وفي المودة الأخوية محبة. سبع خطوات تبتدي بالإيمان وتنتهي أو تكلل بالمحبة. لكن إيمان ما فيهوش كل الخطوات السبعة دي مش هيؤدي بيك إلى المحبة الحقيقية، هيؤدي بيك إلى محبة عائلية. تحب اللي بتحبه، اللي بيحبك، وتكره اللي بيكرهك، تتعامل مع اللي بيقول لك كويس، وما تتعاملش مع اللي بيقول لك كويس، حاجات كده. لكن المحبة المسيحية مش كده. بدأت بالإيمان وتكللت بالإيه؟ بالمحبة. إذا حبينا نمتلئ بالروح محتاجين ينبغي أن يطاع الله أكثر من جميع الناس. حد يضحك عليك يا بنتي، قال لك تعالي هنا، نروح هنا، نمشي هنا، نتفرج على دي، نشوف دي. اوعي اوعي حد يضحك عليك، لأن لو ضحك عليكي محدش هيقدر يساعدك بعد كده لو حياتك ضاعت. ينبغي أن يطاع الله أكثر من جميع الناس. محدش يقول لك تعالى المكان الفلاني يعني فرفش شوية، أعمل شوية، ما تعملش كده، لأن اللي أنت هتعمله ببساطة النهارده مش هيطلع من مخك ولا من قلبك ولا من حواسك بسهولة. ده ثعلب صغير دخل جوه السور، كان في خرم صغير هياكل جوه ويرعى جوه قلبك، تيجي تطلعه مش قادر تطلعه، ياخد جهد عشان تطلعه. تالت حاجة إنكار الذات، وأكبر عدو للإنسان هو ذاته. كل ما أحب أثبت ذاتي وأثبت إن أنا صح وأثبت إن أنا قوي وأثبت إن أنا متعلم وأثبت إن أنا روحاني وأثبت إن أنا ليا في الوعظ مفيش كده، وأثبت وأثبت وأثبت، طبعا إثبات الذات ده ضد إنكار الذات، وإنكار الذات هو أعظم حاجة عمله المسيح. أنت تفتكر أصعب على المسيح إنه يموت ولا إنه يقوم؟ لأنه يموت، لأنه هو المسيح الحي، هو قائد ذو قيامة الحق الحياة. لكن كل مات ده قمة إنكار الذات، إنه قبل الموت لأجله، وإحنا محتاجين للإماتة دي. موت رغبتك وموت إرادتك وموت شهوات جسدك وموت الذات اللي فيك عشان الروح القدس يعمل فيك بقوة أكتر. آخر حاجة الصلاة، حياة الصلاة هي الحالة اللي بتملى الإنسان بالروح. خلي بالنا من الأربع نقط دول، في نقط كتيرة بس خدنا الأربعة دول عشان الوقت. توبة، طاعة، إنكار ذات، حياة الصلاة، لكي نمتلئ من روح الله الذي يريد أن الجميع يخلصون إلى معرفة الحق يقبلون. لربنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد.